Welcome to Music's Journey with me, your host, Kim Sear. I have got a great show here for you today with award-winning country artist Kadu. He is here. He has just released his brand new single, Rattlesnake Bite, with 604 Records, and it is available on all streaming platforms today. This new track features his evolving sound in a rockin' country tune that is sure just to make you want to get up and dance this summer. So you're going to love it. So welcome to the show, Kadu. How are ya?
I'm literally just floating on a boat on Harrison Lake in British Columbia. So we had to take the boat out a little further from the cabin so we can get you.
I wish I was right where you are right now. That's for sure.
Yeah, this would be a good one to be in person for. I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Good. I haven't seen you for a bit. It's been since CMW, Canadian Music Week.
The best.
Why do you say?
It's always great in doses, you know, small dose.
Never with you, my friend. Man, what a journey it has been for you. I am so excited about this journey that you have taken in the country genre. So excited.
It's been great. And the genre has been so welcoming and really enjoying the music that I've been able to create in the last few years. Stepping into the middle and being the front guy, just really having a blast with it.
Well, you've got such a great voice, and I remember telling you about this before, because when you were doing the back vocals for State of Shock, and I remember sitting down and talking to you right after you finished doing the show. What really impressed me with you is just your ability to be able to want to produce that music that was really authentic. It was so important to you. We had a really long conversation about it. And I am so happy to see you taking that front stage. Really, really happy to see that.
Yeah, and it was, you know, after State of Shock, I was kind of spinning my wheels for a few years, and I ran into Jeff Johnson, and I was just eager to write some songs. And then we started doing some demos, and he's like, well, have you thought about being the front guy? And I'm like, well, I moved from the prairies to British Columbia to kind of do that, so why not take the leap? So, you know, it was a little unnerving for me at first, because I got to just be the guy on the side before, throwing cracks out here and there and tune my guitar in between songs, and that was good for me. But now you have to be captivating at all times, which is no problem.
Well, that extrovert's got to come out, right?
Where my modesty comes in.
Well, I know it's hard. Singers, especially the lead singers, always have their rituals going on because there's so much pressure. But when the lead singer misses a note, so how did you adjust to all that going out? I know.
Well, you know, that's the blessing of being the backup guy, because if you know you're a little pitchy, you just pull back off the mic a little bit. Mm-hmm. You don't get that luxury as the front guy. Mm-hmm. You need to nail it. You know, and over the last few years, I've really concentrated on becoming a stronger singer, because it is really important to me. And there's a high caliber of great musicians within the industry, within all genres as well. Mm-hmm. And I've been fortunate to be a fly on the wall for many, many, many different records of many different artists, and seen some amazing talents as far as singers. And I always want to hold myself to that same bar, because nobody wants to go back and see a singer that bailed on all the notes. Well, I don't think, anyways.
No. I just remember when you guys were the top of your game, you know, with the Juno Award win, and you guys did such a great job, and everybody always loved seeing you, but you've got that experience, and I think that really lends a hand, you know, when you're stepping up to become that solo artist, and it shows. Look what happened, like, right off the top. I know that Jeff put you under his wing and really convinced you with your voice, because you always had it.
I appreciate that.
And it's so unique. And I think that, you know, it just completely fits, especially with how much the music industry has changed, especially country, because it lends to pop, rock, and, you know, so many different types of country music, where it didn't do that the same even a decade ago.
No, 100%.
Yeah.
And I think that's another thing that I love about the genre as well. You know, you get these hip hop beats now, and you have the pop elements, and then there's still the traditional, which I love, and me having a rock background and being able to still have those elements within the genre, I love it. I really, really, really enjoy it.
It suits you, my friend. It really, really suits you. 2018, you won your very first Country Music Award, and that had to have felt pretty special. Can you remember all that? Because I know your debut single, title EP, three singles, the winning streak has just continued for you, and then you got Video of the Year for Something to Roll On. Talk about what that felt like for you to be accepted so well in this genre.
You know what? It was... It blew me away. You know, to be honest, it was quite frightening to get into it and have all that, keep that self-confidence and be able to follow your dreams. But, you know, winning the BCCMA for Something to Roll On was awesome. I thought the video was hilarious.
Oh, it was so good.
It was so much fun to shoot and to be a part of. And, you know, in that year, I think I was nominated for 6 awards or something.
You were.
And regardless of just taking home one, being able to take home one, I'm so grateful. Yeah, it just was. It's really, really nice to be acknowledged by your peers, especially in something that you're kind of stepping out of your comfort zone and getting used to.
Mm-hmm.
But it was amazing, to say the least.
Well, I know that Jeff, he's helped. Oh man, he can pull out so much when it comes to artists and giving that confidence to hit notes and to do things that artists never even thought they could do. And he's amazing for that.
Oh, I'm grateful what Jeff makes me produce. He really pushes me and he at first, actually Something to Roll On was the first song we ever wrote together. And I remember singing the demo and he's like, you need air supply. If you're gonna wanna step into this, you know, you gotta work at it.
Mm-hmm.
And just like anything, he's right. So I just tried to put my head down and my butt up and get down to it. And here we are now, to release another one.
A big difference, you know, when you're going into that studio and you got to do those notes again and again and again, you know, but it's also,
you know, it's another thing of getting in, getting the notes, getting the cadences, getting the timing, and then make me believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's another whole element to it. So,
well, as I said, it's just amazing to see this and then see the evolving that's happening with you and just listening to this new record right now, which is just incredible, by the way. Now, talk about your really close friend. We cannot not talk about Chad here. He's had a hand in so many of the Canadian artists that are on radio today, but he's a very close friend to you that you've known for over a decade now. And he had a big part in this single too.
Yes. Well, I've been fortunate to know that gentleman for over half of my life, and he has been crucial in pushing me and inspiring me. You look at the accomplishments under that belt, and
mm-hmm.
how can you not be inspired and strive to, what's the word I want to say?
Leave my belt out of it.
He's sitting right here with me.
Oh, is he really? Hi, Chad.
On the lake. Yeah.
Oh.
All the listeners can be jealous at this point.
Yes, see, that's why I said I wish I was there right now.
Chad's been so supportive, and he's a great ball buster, and he knows what
yeah.
it takes.
Exactly.
I'm grateful for everybody that he's introduced me to. Like I said, being a fly on the wall for many of his records and many other records that he's been involved, which has just been completely just awe-inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
That experience and the experience that I have from State of Shock, you can't pay for that. You just have to absorb it and learn from it and take it and roll.
Well, this is the next part of your journey now, right? This is the next stage. And so many artists go through that. And as I said, it's just a beautiful thing to watch because I've been there, you know, right from the beginning with you guys. To be able to see this part and be able to see you be so successful and the fans, I'm telling you, we've had so many people in the UK that absolutely love you. And in Australia, we've got so many listeners throughout the States, and they're so excited about this record.
Them and myself included. You know, and speaking of Chad, him and I have been in the studio writing some really great follow-ups to Rattlesnake. Jeff and I got a couple more as well. And I'm just excited for this next EP, this next record, let alone the lead-off with Rattlesnake Bite. We got some kick-ass tunes, and I'm really proud of them. And... yeah, it's just been a blast. I can't say much more than that.
Talk to me about the writing process for you and how much it's changed, you know, moving from where you were with State of Shock and evolving in that writing, because I know that that's a journey for everybody. And if you're not used to writing to this degree, because this is your body of work, and as I said to you before, that's what I remembered to you the most, was just that you really wanted to concentrate on the influences that you had in your life and, you know, musically, but also your personal experiences and being authentic when it comes to the listeners out there and them being able to relate to your music.
Well, the difference between now and State of Shock is my ideas actually get listened to. No, you know what? I love Johnny and Jesse and all the guys that we wrote with in the band as well. But, you know, they always called me Two Bits because I always had something to say. You know, and I always want to be involved in the writing process because I feel that it's easier for me to sing something that I'm a part of and I believe in, and mm-hmm. that, you know, has come from an experience of mine or experience that I know of, or, you know, that to me is really, really important. And I enjoy, especially being in country, I really enjoy the storytelling aspect of it.
Yeah.
Because you get to really break it down, and it's not necessarily just poetry. It's very much telling the story.
Well, the classic country music always lent to that and being able to, you know, have fun with a song, but at the same time, it's different for everybody in how they write about heartache or, you know, whatever's going on in your life. But country has got that incredible ability, you know, to be able to be as raw as you want to be.
Yes. 100%.
And I think that's why with all these different genres, you know, that we've got when it comes to the country right now, for the pop, the rock, the bluegrass, the new country, the classic, you can have whatever approach you want to a song, and you're able to do that, I think, more in the country genre than you can in the others.
Well, there's a lot more relatability and a wide range of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, depending on, like you say, what you're talking about, whether you're drinking your sorrows away, or drinking with your buddies, or drinking with your friends, or just drinking, or your dog ran away, you know? It all depends.
Well, that's so true.
And I grew up in the middle of nowhere, and I hung out on my uncle's horse ranch, and we rode horses, and we snared gophers, and I wouldn't have put that, I wouldn't change my upbringing for anything. I loved growing up in the prairie, and, you know, the small town living was simple. We tried to find as many things as we could to keep ourselves entertained, but it was still a fairly safe environment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's experiences to write from.
It's funny how we go from being on, you know, bigger stages and things like that, and everybody goes back down to wanting to be back in that simpler place where you can eliminate the noise but stay in control of the chaos that you choose to be in, right? Because it's not easy in this industry, you know?
That's age, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, it's not easy getting in. But you know what? The pool that we've got for Canadian artists is just incredible. Absolutely incredible. And I am so glad, you know, to see you working with this type of music. And I think it just suits you to a T. Really, really cool.
Thank you so much. Well, and you know, I always want to be somebody that that you can sit down with and shoot the breeze and have relatability. And I try, you know, I've achieved a few things I'm super grateful for, but nobody needs to have an ego and hold, like, just because we're all running the same race, mm-hmm. we can all be modest and humble and cheer for one another.
And that's what's great about country too, right? Because everybody that, you know, ends up coming into the country genre, you know, you see so many of the country artists that haven't even met you yet that are supporting and posting, you know, new releases. And they're just so supportive, you know, when it comes to the tight community that country is.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to play this one right now because this is such a cool song and I cannot wait for the listeners to hear it. So let's play the brand new single out today called Rattlesnake Bite by Canadian country artist Kadu right here on Music's Journey.
Rattlesnake Bite. The other night, the boys and I were out in Fine Formation. There was this song when it came on, stopped the conversation. It had that nitty-gritty down-home
even made me put down my phone and pulled me right out to the flood, flood, slide to the side and tap that heel. Tub, tub, back to the right and do that do-see. Tub, tub, jump to the front and clap two times. DJ got us going all night, doing the rattlesnake bite. Oh Lord, it makes you wanna crank it on up, break it on down, shake your money, make it like your mama ain't around. Keep it on 10 tequilas on ice. DJ got us going all night, doing the rattlesnake bite. Doing the rattlesnake bite, bite. Grabbing your spine and keeping time. Everybody's clapping, just feel the flow and let it go, cause it's about to happen. You love that nitty gritty down home soul. Everybody put down their phone and let it lead you to the flow, flow. Slide to the side and tap that heel. Tub, tub, back to the right and do that do-see. Tub, tub, jump to the front and clap two times. DJ got us going all night. Oh Lord, it makes you wanna crank it on up. Lord, it makes you wanna crank it on up, break it on down, shake your mommy, make it like your mama ain't around. Keep it on 10 tequilas on ice. DJ got us going all night, doing the rattlesnake bite. Doing the rattlesnake bite.
Rattlesnake Bite, the song inspired by and co-produced by Nickelback's Chad Kroeger. It is the latest for the artist known as Kudu. I can see there being a brand new viral dance to this one. Great summer anthem. Now, we've been seeing the sneak peek, you know, what's coming up for the video for Rattlesnake Bite. Can you tell me when that might be coming out?
The video is coming out at the same time as the song as today, and you're going to be able to find it on all of the mediums, and I'm so excited for everybody to see this one. It's a lot of fun. We came up with this neat idea to have the band jamming with some cowgirls dancing in the background to a bit of a choreographed dance of this Rattlesnake Bite tune, and the band on some tricycles. And
I saw the tricycles.
You know, it's pretty fun. We like to keep it light.
Well, you know what? You got to have fun in music, right? If you don't have fun in music, it doesn't lift your soul the same, right?
Well, what's the point? That's the reason I started playing it, because it felt so good.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, 604 has been such a big part of this journey, too. What has it been like working with them?
604 has been great. It's really awesome to be a part of a good buddy of mine's label. And Jonathan Simkin as well. Jenna Robson takes care of me. She's been amazing since the get-go of her first coming out and seeing me play when I first started in BC here. And, you know, they've just been so supportive as far as the direction that I want to go and the music that I want to put out. I can't say enough.
I always like to give a shout out, you know, because there's so many people that are behind the scenes, you know, when it comes to getting, you know, the tracking of the record to, you know, the promotion of the record. And it's just such a very time consuming job. And I always like to give a shout out to everybody that's on the team.
It really is. And I know how much, and I'm just one of the many really talented artists at the label. So,
well,
I don't know if I just called myself a really talented artist, but.
But you are. But you are. All right. So that extrovert needs to be there in this business. Trust me. Okay. So you are gearing up to release some more music that's going to be coming up later this year. Can you tell us a little bit about that and, you know, everything that's gone into the songs that you're choosing for this?
No, it's a complete secret and I can't tell you anymore.
Oh, come on.
Well, we have, like I said, we have a few more songs, a vault full that we just keep filling with really, really fun ideas. You know, I like to keep it light, and the music I like to come out with is fun. I want it to be upbeat. You know, sure, there's been heartache in everybody's lives, so there's always a little flavor of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great combination of where I come from the rock background, and combining that with the new age country. And Jeff and myself and also Chad have had a great hand in some of these songs that are coming up, and I really am excited to follow them up. It's hard because you keep writing these songs and it all takes time.
It does.
Follow the next one and follow the next one, so you just keep crossing your fingers and hope that your vision connects with somebody else out there.
Well, I have no doubt whatsoever, because, you know, the fans absolutely love you, and crossing borders, you know, is a big deal today. And, you know, with everything that's gone on, you know, with the pandemic and everything else, I think that's, you know, been the one plus, you know, that a lot of people have been able to turn to, and that's music and getting the music from the Canadian artists out there. And Australia, you know, as I said, absolutely loves you. The UK loves you. And we've heard so much, you know, about your name. And, you know, it was just like so cool, you know, to see, you know, them getting right on board with everything you've done. And, you know, this is just a new part. Like I can already hear it, you know, the change, just that little bit of a change now and this new vision you've got. And I'm just so excited to see the new stuff that's going to be coming out behind this.
Yeah, and I can't wait to get over the pond and come visit those wonderful countries.
So. Oh, wouldn't that be great, right? When everybody can be able to do that. Have you got some shows coming up?
I got a couple things coming up with the release, and then we're going to see what the fall brings. It's all kind of falling into place right now.
Okay.
With the single release, so nothing in stone other than local stuff right now.
All right.
But once the world hears this one and we'll get out and take over the rest of the planet, you know?
Remind everybody where they can hear all the latest news and releases and videos that are coming up.
Well, you can find all the music under Kadu, K-A-D-O-O-H. If you don't know how to spell it, that's how you do it. Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, Google Play. Got a slew of videos on YouTube. You can go to kadumusic.com and find upcoming shows and contests. And we're doing something really, really cool with a local brewing company coming out with the single that I'm really excited about, that I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about, but I will.
Please do.
I'll take the lashings later from Jenna. Russell Brewing, who's local out here in British Columbia and also distributes in Alberta and Saskatchewan and Canada, they're doing a Rattlesnake Bite Citrus Summer Ale.
Oh, so cool.
And it is, it's delicious. It is delicious.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's going hand in hand with the release, and it's really exciting. And we're gonna do some when to get in stuff. And everybody that's looking for it, just go to the website. You can track it all down. Come find me.
We're gonna go right into the burning questions part of the show. So, first question: you have played on some of the big stages, you know, throughout your career. Who would you say is the coolest Canadian act that you've opened for or played with so far? I can't help but laugh here because I know who's in the background.
You know, I have to say Nickelback. I got thrown overboard.
You'd be thrown overboard. Not a good spot to be right now.
You know what? There's been so many talented Canadian artists that I've been able to open up for. It's tough to just name one. But, you know, crossing the country when I was in State of Shock with one of the biggest bands in the world was amazing. You know, I've got to play with Marianas Trench and Dallas and the Default Boys a ton. Like I said, I'd hate to leave anybody out, but a very great moment in my life was being able to do that with the Nickelback boys.
Absolutely. I'll never forget that one. I remember that really, really well. Being on the road so much, what is the craziest thing that you do to pass the time on the tour bus?
Is this a PG show or?
You go for it.
Passing the time on the road, there's been many, many different pastimes. You know what? It's hanging out with your group and the guys and or girl that you're with. I find to be the most fun because, and then whether that's you going bowling or we'd hit the gym every day, twice a week. I don't know. Being able to, the one thing of crossing the country is when you've done it a few times, you know the cool spots along the way and what there is to do. So, the craziest thing. I don't think I can remember. Let's go with that.
Oh, come on. I'm known for pulling this stuff out. You got to give me something. Trust me. I know I've been on the road with you guys. Not with you guys, but with other bands too. So got to be something you can say. Come on, Chad. Help him out.
I'm struggling here, Kim. I'm struggling. I think my lawyer told me to plead the
All right, tell me then, okay, has there been any pranks? There's got to have been bands that you've played with that have played pranks on you.
Well, what we used to do is, what I used to do is when I joined State of Shock, we'd always go party in Johnny and Jesse's room, and I'd sneak into their bathroom and take their toothbrushes and rub them on the soap. And in the morning, they'd be, Kadoo, we know. And I'm like, what, fellas? What?
Wait, what do you mean? Listen to me.
And then the next night, I remember Johnny fell asleep, passed out, and so did Jesse on the bed, and I took some scissors and I cut the toes off his socks, and I put the ends of his socks and the scissors by Johnny on his bed, and then I left the room, and in the morning, they're like, we know, Kadoo, we know, and I'm like, what? And then the next night, the following morning, I woke up with pink eye, and I never played any jokes on him.
Oh, no.
So we can leave that one up to interpretation.
All right. First concert you ever went to?
First concert I ever went to was Huey Lewis and the News.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Yeah, and that was the first stadium concert that I'd ever gone to. The first small venue concert that my mother ever took me to was actually Nitty Gritty Dirt Band in Calgary. I think it must have been at McEwen Hall or something.
Oh, wow.
It was a soft seater, but...
Nice.
I remember being scared at Huey Lewis and the News because I was young and I could feel the stadium shaking.
Oh, how old do you think? How old were you then?
Whoa!
Come on.
Questions.
It's my job.
I was young.
Young. We're gonna leave it there.
I was still in the womb.
Yeah, you could feel everything shaking at that point, right?
That's right.
All right. First CD you ever purchased.
The first CD that I ever purchased was Red Hot Chili Peppers, Sugar Sex Magic.
Very cool. All right. Yeah. What has been the biggest change so far personally for you since the pandemic hit?
Oh, that's a long-winded question or long-winded answer.
That's okay.
You know what? It's been hard to stay quite resilient. It's been tough to be, separated from people that you want to see, and it gives you a real appreciation of getting together with friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we all want to stay safe, but patience and letting things go has been a really, really strong change for me, and a challenging one.
Mm-hmm. I think that one's probably been that way for a lot of people, for sure.
Yeah, and it's just taught me to appreciate friends and family and time together.
Do you find that it was easier to write during that time?
Yes and no. I found that I was I get a little preoccupied with what's going to happen, where's it going to go, and, what's the next step versus concentrating on being inspired.
Mm-hmm.
My significant other lives in Washington State, so she's only an hour away from me, as of March 2020, I wasn't able to just drive to see her.
Yeah, it makes a big difference, doesn't it? You know, when you've got that close knit that you count on when you're coming off the road, because it's a really hard life. You know, and that's one thing that people don't understand, you know, when it comes to being on the road like you guys are. You know, the radio tours, and then, you know, you're constantly going, and then just being able to have that downtime. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. And it's like, it's so, that's what I mean, cherishing the time.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. All right. What has been the hardest thing? I bet you that's what you're going to answer here, is what the hardest thing has been for you to deal with becoming a musician.
You know, to be completely honest, having self-confidence and keeping self-worth and trying not to base everything on the acceptance of others and staying true to what you want to put out and the music that you make and just being true to yourself, you know, and that's a tough one. And I also think that comes with just life experience as well.
For sure. 100%. Do you think social media has had a big part, you know, in that?
Yes. Yeah. 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
You know, and also another thing that I find that's tough with social media is that you can't have just a debate with anybody. Everybody wants to attack you with their opinions or force their opinions down on, and it's, that gets really tough for me. I love the musical content side of things. I hate the politics side of things.
I'm hoping it gets old. I'm really hoping it gets old soon, because it's just, I just don't understand. I don't get that part, you know, because everything, yeah, you know, everybody that's out there needs music, and we need love. We're all needing the same things in life, and, you know, yeah, just being able to appreciate each other, support each other.
Well, that's like I said before, like, we're all running the same race. We can cheer for each other and be nice to each other. Like, just because we have different opinions doesn't mean, you know, mm-hmm, I don't have love in my heart for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right.
So, I don't know that. Some compassion. A little more compassion in the world would be nice.
Big time. That's one lesson I'm just praying, you know, that just becomes the forefront in this next generation. I really do.
Yeah. Well, we need it, because the state of the world, not only between between humankind, mm-hmm, but what we're doing to our home.
Oh, yeah.
Is scary.
Really scary. Really, really scary. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah. And I don't have, and not that I know of, I don't have any children that I was left behind to carry that burden. But I do have nieces and nephews, and also friends that have children that I love very much. So,
yeah, because we've watched how much the world has changed, you know, through our time, and we saw what our parents had gone through. So I hate to see, you know, what my son is going to be dealing with his children, right?
Yeah, 100%. You know, it's almost a world that might not be livable.
Mm-hmm. I hope not, but, you know.
But on an upswing.
Yeah, I'm going to say, we're going to go on an upswing here. So what is the craziest request that you have gotten from a fan? You don't need to be PG here.
there's always lots of places that people want a signature, and I don't know why, because, you know, I would assume that they're showering on a regular basis, so it's going to wash off, but... We can probably leave it at that.
I hear you. Okay. Hardest song that you've ever written that you may not have released, or you might be releasing, and why was it hard?
The hardest one?
Mm-hmm.
Like, as far as?
Emotionally. Something that meant something to you?
I don't think that one's been fully written yet.
Okay. All right.
But there was lots of trials and tribulations in my upbringing that I still have lots of experience to pull from. So just stay tuned on that one.
Very cool. Okay. Favorite meal that you have to have when you get off the road?
Oh, ham and scalloped potatoes.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard that one. I haven't had that for years.
Anytime I get back to visit my mom, I got a ham, and I'm going to make scalloped potatoes.
That's really cool. Okay, so favorite guitar or bass? What kind and how many?
Well, I do have a few Gibsons in the collection, and actually, as of late, I've bought a couple Gretsch, and I'm really, really, really happy with them. I love the look. I love the sound. A good friend of mine bought me a Martin acoustic for my birthday a couple years ago. It is just amazing. So I'm not too biased. If it sounds good, I'm not that gearhead guy. Like all the guys in the band are like, I got the tube, this and that, rectify and this and blah. I'm like, just plug the damn thing in, let's get loud. Come on, fellas.
It's true. It's really true. But I've just seen so many artists that have so many of them too. They just got like a whole wall full and it's just, they don't even touch them. Right. So.
Oh, then you just got to dust all of them.
That's favorite pastime to do, right?
Yeah, my favorite pastime is dusting my collection of guitars.
Oh man. Okay. So favorite written song that any artist, any genre, past or present, and why?
Favorite written song. Oh, right? No Stairway, bro. You know what? That is such a hard one, too, because I've had so many, like, how many songs can you put on and be like, oh, my God, this one. Oh, this one. You know, that's what's wonderful about music.
I know, like, for me, I have way too many, so this is a hard answer for me.
Oh, like, I can't narrow one down for you, Kim. I can't. Okay. I hate these kinds of questions.
That's my job. I got to stump you somewhere.
It's not in my notes.
There's no notes here. There's no notes.
I'm trying to go through my flip cards, and I don't have an answer for this one.
What about you, Chad, in the background?
Yeah, what about you, Chad? What's your favorite song of all time? Have a Drink on Me by AC/DC.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. It did.
So who's catching the fish right now? Or are you guys just out cruising?
We are literally engine off, like motor boat and floating. We are just in a pontoon boat. The nice little breeze coming down the Harrison River. And we got a couple friends just off in the distance paddleboarding with some fishing rods. Life is rough right now.
Really rough. Have you got that drink on you? So we're going to say it again so everybody knows which company and the date's going to be released.
Yes, it's Rattlesnake Bite, as the single is, and it's by Russell Brewing. And it's going to be available in British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, and... Yeah, I don't know if we can import it anywhere else, but we'll sure as shit try.
I hope so. I hope so. We cannot wait. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. I really appreciate it. And as I said, I'm so excited for this single. And I know it's going to just be another smash. It's just a great summer tune. And what great timing.
Thank you so much for having me, Kim. It's been wonderful talking to you and you stumping me with so many questions that I couldn't find answers to.
I'll get better at it on the next one, trust me.
Right, me too.
Thank you so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it. And you guys have a great afternoon. Take care, Chad.
Take care.
Okay.
We will.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, Kim. Bye.
Bye, Kim.
That's it for Music's Journey with me, your host, Kim Sear. I have some great shows coming up for you with the new duo, Smoke and Ashes. I cannot wait to have that interview. It's just going to be such a great surprise for everybody. We also have Parmalee. Matt's going to be here, so really excited about that. We have Jess Moskalut, Jay Coot, Taraz, Texas King, Mac London's back, Harley Akins is going to be here. We have Bree Taylor, Harm and Ease, and more. So you can catch the show each week on musicsjourney.com, and all streaming platforms will carry this one. So we look forward to having you catch up with the show. You also can take a look at the full article with the podcast included, and that is for Now and Then magazine.com with the full article and the show attached. So for all the latest news and releases and music videos, you can check it out there. Thank you again so much, and we will catch you really soon. You take care and enjoy those summer rays and all that summer fun with your family and friends. We'll catch you soon.